Welcome. My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, the podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered by a simple yes or no. In this episode, I ask the question, what to do with an extra $100,000? But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on October 21st, 2024. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It's important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it, what to do with an extra $100,000? Well, it depends. While having this new additional amount of money may feel like a windfall, figuring out the best use is where the complexity starts. It's not just about making a decision, it's about weighing trade-offs. So let's dive into the options and explore which may be the best choice for you. Let's clarify that there is no one-size-fits answer here, and what to do with an extra $100,000 will depend on several factors: your financial goals, current debt, investment strategies, and your risk tolerance. It also depends on how the money came to you. Is this a bonus from work, an inheritance, or maybe it's the result of selling another asset? Each scenario can influence how you view the funds. So what are some of the ways you can use it? Let's break it down into main categories of saving, investing, debt repayment, and lifestyle upgrades. If you're feeling uncertain about the future and you don't have a solid emergency fund, using a chunk of this money to create a cash safety net may make sense, since it's all about creating a peace of mind. But there are trade-offs here too. Cash sitting in a savings account may feel safe, but it's exposed to inflation risk, meaning that it loses its purchasing power over time. You could put some of the money into a high-yield savings account or a money market fund to get a little bit more growth while maintaining liquidity. And if you already have an emergency fund, you may be better off putting this money elsewhere. Which brings us to investing. Investing that $100,000 could provide long-term growth, especially if you have time on your side. Stocks, bonds, and even real estate can be solid choices. With the stock market, there's potential for significant growth over the long haul, but there's also volatility, meaning that the value can go up and down sharply in the short term. Are you okay seeing your $100,000 become $70,000 in a downturn, even if it may later grow to $200,000 over the next decade? There's also real estate. This can mean buying a rental property, investing in REITs, or even acquiring a second home. Real estate can provide both income and capital appreciation, but it's significantly less liquid than stocks, and the repair, taxes, and insurance costs need to be factored in. Another option is to pay off high interest debt. If you're carrying credit card balances or other high interest personal loans, it's often best to eliminate these first. The effective return, so to speak, of paying off a 20% interest on a credit card is hard to beat the same returns in the market. So, what about low interest debt, like a mortgage? Paying it off early could save you years of interest payments, but it also ties up your assets in something that's easy to access. You'll have to consider your comfort level with debt and whether the opportunity cost of not investing outweighs the psychological benefit of being debt-free. And let's not forget about using some of this money for lifestyle updates. It could mean taking a dream vacation, upgrading your car, or another cost of living increase. While this doesn't grow your net worth, it does offer immediate enjoyment and potentially lasting memories. Yet it's also very easy to spend that $100,000 too quickly if you're not careful. Here, setting limits can help, such as allocating 10 to 20% towards fun expenses while keeping the rest for more serious financial goals. A final approach could be a balanced one. You don't have to commit all $100,000 to just one objective. You could, for example, allocate 30% to investing, 30% to debt repayment, 20% to savings, and another 20% to lifestyle updates. This allows you to enjoy some of the money now while also preparing for the future. This balanced strategy depends on your individual situation and priorities. Are you more focused on growth, reducing risk, or enjoying life today? So, what's the best way to use an extra $100,000? Well, it depends on your goals, your risk tolerance, your existing debts, and even your emotions. The most important step is to have a plan, weigh your options, and align your decision with your financial values. So, to answer the question, what to do with an extra $100,000? Well, it depends.